Charles Burney visited Berlin in 1772, and his writings give a glimpse into the extraordinary musical life of Frederick the Great. Burney arrived at the Palace of Sanssouci to find Frederick surrounded by composers, including the great C.P.E. Bach, Bender, Quantz, who taught Frederick the flute, and the two Grand Brothers. Despite the pressures of state, the king managed to allot 4 hours a day to the study, practice, and performance of music. Charles Burney was invited to attend a performance by the king in the Royal Music Room in Sanssouci. This was a rare and sought-after privilege. Burney did not stint on his praise of the king's flute playing. He wrote that the performance surpassed anything he had heard amongst dilettanti and even professionals. Frederick played neatly, but with great feeling in the adagios. The king performed 3 long and difficult concertos, all with equal perfection. Burney observed the importance of quants that night. He mentioned that the composer motioned with his hand to set the tempo at the beginning of each movement, and took the liberty of shouting out "Bravo!" at the end of impressive solo parts. Quants held a special position in the court. As the royal flute teacher, he was the highest paid woodwind player in Europe. He wielded great power, as is illustrated by this riddle by C.P.E. Bach. Which is the most fearsome animal in the Prussian monarchy? It is Madame Quantz's lapdog. He is so terrifying that Madame Quantz quails before him. Herr Quantz, in turn, is afraid of Madame Quantz, and the greatest of all monarchs fears Herr Quantz. Here is the presto from Quantz's A major flute concerto, with several solo parts where Quantz might have shouted out "Bravo!" to the king. It is played here by Rachel Brown on the flute, with Collegium Musicum 90, directed by Simon Standage. That was the presto from Quantz's A Major Flute Concerto, played by Rachel Brown on the flute, with Collegium Musicum 90, directed by Simon Standage. FMR.